Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study of the motivational gifts found in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. I want to encourage you that no matter where you are in life, God has placed inside of you a special gift that He intended for you to use in His service. Have you discovered what that gift is? Are you putting it to use? Are you allowing the Lord to refine it so that it can be used to its fullest potential? Let me refresh your memory by reading Romans 12, verses 6 through 8, as we review these motivational gifts. It begins this way: since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving. He who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. First of all, it's important to remember that every person has a gift. Since we have gifts that differ, the scripture begins, each of us is to exercise them diligently or accordingly. Today I want to focus on the gift of serving, which is the second one listed here in Romans 12, 6. The Amplified Bible translates that term serving as practical service. This is very likely the same gift that's called the gift of helps, listed in 1 Corinthians 12, 28. And it's defined in Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words as one of the ministrations of the local church by way of rendering assistance. A person who has the motivational gift of serving is very highly motivated to help in or render assistance in very practical ways to spread the gospel through the work of the ministry. A person who possesses this gift could be helping in the office of the local church, or working as a video or an audio technician in a ministry, or even making sandwiches in a homeless shelter. Let me give you some of the characteristics of a person who has the motivational gift of serving. The first thing that you'll observe is that this person whose gift is practical service finds great joy in providing practical help that assists in allowing a ministry to flow freely. This person does not need prominent recognition, but instead finds satisfaction in seeing a task accomplished and being done well. This person with the motivational gift of serving has an attitude that their service is unto the Lord and not unto men, as mentioned in Colossians 3:23. Another interesting and very important characteristic of a person who has the supernatural gift of service or practical service is that this person has a very keen sensitivity to observe and meet practical needs in a given situation. They can literally walk into a situation where other people may not even notice a specific need, and they have a radar that they can observe and pick up on very practical needs that need to be taken care of. This person loves short-term projects where the results are quickly seen. Let me give you a very beautiful illustration where the gift of practical service has come into play and is so absolutely critical or vital to a specific ministry. A gentleman by the name of Bill Wilson runs a phenomenal ministry in inner city Brooklyn that has touched thousands upon thousands of lives of children who live in utter poverty, in tremendously destitute situations, in the homes of drug addicts or living on the street, parents who are prostitutes or crack dealers. And this ministry that Bill Wilson has to the children of inner city New York is phenomenal. His primary goal is to reach the lives of these children in their homes and to bring them out to a place that is safe and minister the gospel to them in exciting ways so that they will not forget the message of the Bible. He has a Saturday Sunday school program. He has children's church. And he has accomplished this amazing goal of reaching thousands of children every single week because he has a literal army of people who have the motivational gift of practical service or the gift of serving. These people fulfill functions that include driving buses, hundreds of buses, into these inner city tenement areas and picking up these children and driving them to the warehouse that his ministry has put together where the children come together for Saturday Sunday school or other programs. These bus drivers definitely have the gift of practical service. It fulfills a very practical need to allow the gospel to be preached, but it's a very practical thing. The children need transportation. These bus drivers go in the most horrific neighborhoods, literally dodging bullets, you could say, in a most real way, picking up children from tenements and ghettos and bringing them out to Bill Wilson's building where he has this ministry. Week after week, these bus drivers go in. Then there is another small army of people who put together bags and bags and bags of groceries and clothing that are distributed to these areas after the children have each been visited and the families are looked in on every week by these armies of volunteers. And then they find out their needs, and these servants of God put together groceries or clothing or whatever's needed for each individual family. It requires many, many hundreds of volunteers who have the gift of practical service. These people have great joy in providing this practical help that assists in allowing this amazing ministry to flow freely. This is a precious gift, and it's a needed gift. And though many people perhaps have looked upon it as being not an important gift, it is a vital gift. I believe there's more people in the body of Christ that have this gifting than have ever been mobilized to work in the ministry. And yet it is a critical thing. Martha, Jesus' friend, the sister of Lazarus and Mary, without a doubt had the gift of practical service. Jesus came into their home and began to sit and teach the people. She looked at the situation and said, "Oh, we need to get dinner going here. We got a great crowd to feed." And she thought very much about the practical needs of the situation because I am very sure she was motivated by practical service. However, one of the warnings for the person who has this motivational gift of serving can be observed in Martha's and Mary's story in the Gospels. The person who has this gift needs to be watchful that they don't develop a judgmental attitude against other people who don't seem to notice the needs and never volunteer to help. We saw this with Martha and Mary. Martha became indignant that Mary didn't help, that she didn't see the great pressing need to get the dinner ready for Jesus and the crowd of people who had come to hear him. Be careful if you do have this gift of serving that you don't fall into that trap where you judge other people who perhaps do not have the gift of practical service. And you, if you have this gift, could end up feeling like other people in the church are lazy who don't get involved in the practical details. But there are 7 motivational gifts, and perhaps those people have one of those gifts, and they need to operate in their specific gift. Another warning for the person with the motivational gift of serving is it's vital for you to be careful not to overlook responsibility for your own family by trying to meet the needs of everyone else or of the church or of a ministry. Balance here is vital so that you're operating in the Holy Spirit with your gifting. A third warning for the person who may have this motivational gift of serving is you have to resist the temptation to say yes to every request for help. People who have this gifting, it'll become apparent to others, and Perhaps someone who has a ministry will begin to ask you constantly to be involved in various practical service projects. Regardless of what gift you have, you must walk in the Holy Spirit. And those who have the gift of practical service need to listen to the Holy Spirit and do only the tasks or only the projects that the Lord directs you to be involved in. You could be pulled in every direction if you are not careful to walk out your gift in the Spirit of God. And another comment or another exhortation for you, if you have this practical gift of serving, is guard your heart against ever developing the attitude or becoming offended because no one notices your service. Keep in mind that God calls us to serve Him and not men. All of our service, no matter what it is in any ministry, needs to be done unto the Lord and not unto people. Don't look for your appreciation from people. And the last warning or exhortation I have for you, if you have this gift of serving, is don't resist being served by others by always insisting on serving. God wants you to have a humble heart, and there are times when He wants you to allow other people to bless you and to serve you. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.